Hi, friend. I'm so grateful you've joined me on the Jesus Over Everything show. If you haven't heard the news, we have gone retro this summer. For the months of June and July, we are featuring our five-word prayers daily. This show started as, and so many of you love so much, five-minute podcast shows on topics of all kinds, the short inspiration you need for every day of the week. So enjoy these shows, keep listening all summer, and see you right here back in August for a powerful season six.
Hi, and welcome to the Five Word Prayers Daily, a 5 day a week daily devotional where we share the word, prayers, and our heart. I'm Lisa Whittle, and I welcome you to just 5 minutes with me, which I trust and pray will be 5 minutes well spent. So we're calling October our growing up, moving on month on the Five Word Prayers Daily, because let's be honest, all of us have some areas of our life we want and need to mature in so we can get on with it. Last week, we dove into all things social media, and this week, I want to get into an area some of us might not think of to focus on for October, but usually wait to think about in January, sort of establishing some new patterns and goals for our lives. But look, we don't have to wait until January to talk about this, and we're actually going to go into something a little more in depth when we talk this week about having a life mission. First of all, establishing even where we are right now, and then where we want and need to go, and most importantly, where God is calling us right now. It'll be an important week on the show, so stay with me all week, and let's jump right in. We've talked about this on the show before when we've talked about family, the importance of establishing a family mission. And I talked about it personally for the individual in my book, Put Your Warrior Boots On. I touched on it in there because I believe it's vitally important for us to have both. If in fact we're married and with or without kids, but we have a family unit in that way, to have a family mission for our family. And if we are single, or even if we do have that family, just as an individual, I believe it's crucial to have our own mission in life and have that become an actual mission statement that we live by, because it really helps mark our life. It helps establish in our own hearts and minds what we are here on earth for. Verbalizing it and vocalizing it and writing it down helps create a climate, if you will, for how we live. And in that, we become accountable to the Lord. Yes, that word we don't love, but is really important. I can tell you from our family's life that creating a family mission in 2015 changed the dynamic of our family. Our mission is one in heart and mind as we follow and trust God, be light and love, and open our home and life to others. Kind of a lengthy mission statement there, but we didn't come by those words haphazardly. We all went through kind of a series of a couple of weeks where we brought words to the table that we felt were things that we wanted to represent our family and to be, and then I sort of put them all together into one statement. Five people weighing in made it for a little bit longer statement than maybe a personal one would be. And my personal mission statement also was formed around that same time, to want God most and lead others in that same pursuit. That's my personal mission statement. For me, I found that wanting God the most changes everything else. It's really the game changer of life. Everything I believe falls in line from there, the way I love, the way I parent, the way I invest in the world, what I fight for, all of it. But it hasn't always been my personal mission statement, because here's something I want to tell you about that, about personal mission statements. Sometimes personal mission statements change. Well, this makes sense, I think, as we travel through life and we grow, God begins to reveal new things to us. We aren't the same person we were 5 years ago. And so maybe you used to have a personal mission statement, but maybe you need to revisit it because it's something different now. I don't suggest that we change it out every few years. We need to be committed to a lifestyle of something, but sometimes our mission statement will change as we grow and change as a person. And that's something that happened to me. Tomorrow, we're going to get into really how to figure out your life mission statement. But for today, I want to tell you that the first most important thing you can do is to honestly assess your now. Where are you right now with God? Where are you right now with kingdom living? Are you serving? Are you giving? Are you living out the first and second commandments talked about in Matthew 22, to love God first and then love God people second? In order to know what your life mission needs to be, you have to first know where you are right now. So sit down and really kind of rate yourself in the areas that Jesus gives in the Word as non-negotiables. Faith. Remember in the Bible, he says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And I know sometimes that's hard to sort of see yourself and assess yourself, but be as honest as you can about kind of where you are, where you need to be. The first and second commandment, things like that. And then you can move forward with your personal mission statement, but it's really important to assess your now and kind of where you are. I love this 5-word prayer that we offer today. I want to know myself. Asking Jesus to help us gain insight into where we are is such an important place to be so we can indeed move forward. This has been the 5-word Prayers Daily with Lisa Whittle. Thanks for joining me today. Join me tomorrow right back here. You've been listening to the 5-Word Prayers Daily. Man, I love this community. And did you know that you are the best way to keep it going? It's true. Keep telling people about it. Keep posting shows you love on your social media so others can listen too. We want to encourage more and more people. And you, my friend, make that happen.